This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
A massive awakening is happening worldwide, and you're a big part of it. You're the heart of it. Send those links to InfoWars.com/show out to everybody you know. Drudge is doing it right now. And send a link to DrudgeReport.com. Say, this is the dominant media. This is the people's media. This is the future that totally dwarfs all the dinosaur mainstream media. We got to shoot some reports on how Drudge is bigger than the New York Times and all of Facebook combined. And now InfoWars is right behind Drudge. And then Breitbart, I guess, is right behind us. Or, I don't care whether in front of us or behind us. I could care less. I'm going to be quite honest, man. I don't want a bunch more money. I want a nice car that runs nice, a decent house, and yeah, a swimming pool for the kids and medical care and be able to go on a couple vacations a year. I don't do this for money. I need more money to expand my operation as a globalist. I would love to see some wonderful talk show host pop up and some other dominant group that was smarter than I was defeat these New World Order people. There'll never be a utopia, so there'll still be tyranny to fight, but I'd make maybe a 2 or 3 films a year, maybe write a book every few years. I mean, I don't want to say I don't want to do this. It either totally takes me over, or I don't want to be involved in it. It's like I'm so driven and possessed by this that I don't even have any free will anymore. I just run around foaming at the mouth all day fighting the New World Order. I dream about it. I jump out of bed. I run around like a crazy animal just wanting to fight. I'll be at midnight just doing more. And it's just like, because I know I'm under assault by the globalists. They think we're dumb. They're laughing at us. They're hurting people. I just want them to stop putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. I just want them to stop paralyzing hundreds of kids per town and city. It's all admitted. It's coming up in 30 minutes. I know their plan. We need to stop it. It just needs to stop. Because I want to go hiking. I want to travel the world. I want to do stuff. I do not want to sit here talking about Hillary Clinton all day. I'd rather get Trump in, cut the taxes, fix a lot of stuff, have a lot of detente, pressure China to reform. Trump gets off the reservation, you know, try to keep him in line and just not. And I want to work 6-7 hours a day and see my kids. You know what I mean? And we can do that, folks. But we got to come together. There's a powerful piece. I haven't gotten any of the clips yet, but we'll get to them all today. Let's go to this massive evidence of election fraud and voter fraud taking place. It's up on InfoWars.com from Fox News with the Washington Times reporter talking about it. Here it is.
Days before the election, 3 to be exact, and voter fraud already cropping up in many of the races in the key states. So could the corruption impact the election results? Well, here to look at some of the worst cases across the country, Washington Times editor Kelly Riddell. Kelly, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning.
All right, so let's just get to some of these cases, because this has already proven to be a real thing. For example, in California, a man finds dozens, 83 ballots in someone's home. So apparently 83 people live in one home.
Yeah, well, Jerry Mosner, he was out gardening his house. He has an elderly neighbor who lives in a small little home. Noticed that she had a lot of mail that day, so went to pick it up, found 83 ballots.
Unreal.
She's just an old woman living in this house. So they went to actually the LAPD to report this, and the LAPD kind of shrugged their shoulders. They said, that'll go to the post office. The post office was like, yeah, we don't know what happened. Eventually, another neighbor went to the registrar's office, and they're now investigating this. But they didn't seem too concerned there in California. California, that 83 people were living in this small house, all registered to vote.
Well, and that's California. Here's where it could get serious, in a state like Florida, where the polls are neck and neck for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. In Florida, they busted two women
on, you know, third degree felonies for voter fraud, because the first woman was out canvassing, or she was supposed to be out canvassing for United People for medical marijuana, out getting voter registrations. Well, apparently knocking on door to door was too difficult for her. So she just made up names. She put some dead people. She registered some dead people. She just made up falsified information, sent it all in, and the registrar called.
I'm going to come back and play this again. I should have probably opened the show with this, because I don't know about how we're winning, whether they steal it or not. They're telling the military that, yes, we know Trump's going to win. You stand down. Hillary is our new god. So they got the military on standby for basically martial law. So there you go. And next she's going to raise your taxes. She wants to hurt you.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's Monday, November 7th, 2016. Less than 24 hours out, we have now reached the critical crossroads in history. The twilight of liberty, the long, dark night of tyranny, or the rebirth of human freedom, not just in the United States, but worldwide. Coming to you live from the Infowars.com news studios in Austin, Texas, and broadcasting worldwide, this is the 52-hour live, uninterrupted, global broadcast covering the 2016 elections.
Ladies and gentlemen, all over the country, they're catching Democrats mailing out huge ballots so people can, quote, mail in whatever they want under all these dead people's names. And this has been confirmed from Pennsylvania to Florida, where people will walk into office fronts and then get video, and they're just there loading up all the absentee ballots and filling, and they brag, oh, Trump's a Nazi, we're stealing it. That's the weird thing about it. They're so arrogant and believe they're really good guys that they're not hiding it. They're telling you what they do. And here's Trump, demonized, attacked, incredible stamina, everything he says twisted, promoting lower taxes and true empowerment and trying to stop global corporatism. And we have the Chinese communists, the Pope, all the nastiest, most wicked, wicked people. I mean, this Pope is just a piece of work. All the Saudi Arabians that are evil, probably more evil than the communist Chinese, there's just not as many Saudi Arabian elites. So per capita, they're probably worse. But to have every evil organization, this Legion of Doom, lecturing us that we can't have Donald Trump, and then now oversampling in the polls everywhere, and he's still 2 to 10 points, depending on which battleground state ahead, breaking voter registration records, breaking records, telling us we couldn't have him in the primary, stealing it from Sanders, and all the WikiLeaks, proving the whole thing's rigged. One of the leading voices out there, he's been big for years, but really he's giant now, reaching millions and millions of people a day. Stefan Molyneux is going to be joining us from youtube.com/freedomainradio, Twitter at Stefan Molyneux, freedomainradio.com. He's with us about 40 after. Dr. Group is going to be hosting tomorrow a few hours, but what he told me about was so big, and I was already researching it, even CNN others. Oh, thousands of kids now are getting paralyzed after they get their shots, but we don't know why. It's like a truck runs you over. You know, we don't know why he's got all these broken bones. Well, a truck just ran him over. Yeah, but we need to get the doctor to tell us first. He's going to pop in the last 20 minutes. And then let me tell you who we've got coming up. This is just some of the folks that are going to be here on the worldwide broadcast. We're going to have Jesse James has come on the broadcast tonight. He's big buddies with Trump. They're launching a Second Amendment group together. I'm friends with James. Long time, so he'll be coming on the broadcast for the first time. Dr. Ed Group, Stefan Molyneux, we've got Larry Nichols, Dr. Ron Paul, Gerald Celente, John Rappaport, Dinesh D'Souza, Gavin McInnes, Dr. Steve Pachinik, and a bunch of other surprise guests in this 52-hour worldwide transmission. But before I go to Molyneux, because I want to ask you about this first, here's Fox News, which, out of the gates, we already played this, is like, well, Trump is tied. This is the same daughter of the Republican neocon ambassador who was on CNN and said that she'd like someone to dress up in a uniform and kill me. I just thought it was a side issue that, you know, her and Buzz Bissinger fantasize about how they want to murder me and ritualistic kill me as long as we're in uniforms, which just shows the real psychopathic weirdness, you know, as long as we're in a uniform. And she goes, but now she's at Fox and she gets out. Oh, Trump's tied. No, Trump's way ahead. Just let you know she's an operative, the ambassador's daughter. And then she goes to the Washington Times editor, who just starts listing some of it. We have vote at Infowars.com is where you report what's happening with the vote. It's flooding in. Dead people, illegals. The president's on TV saying, illegals, we won't prosecute you. You can vote. I mean, this is all about breaking our will in a con game. We're going to Molyneux here in 60 seconds. But here's just some of that report of a laundry list that goes on for like 10 minutes of just fraud all over the country. Here it is.
All right, so let's just get to some of these cases because this has already proven to be a real thing. For example, in California, a man finds dozens, 83 ballots in someone's home. So apparently 83 people live in one home.
Yeah, well, Jerry Mosner, he was out gardening his house. He has an elderly neighbor who lives in a small little home. Noticed that she had a lot of mail that day, so went to pick it up, found 83 ballots.
Unreal.
She's just an old woman living in this house. So they went to actually the LAPD to report this, and the LAPD kind of shrugged their shoulders. They said, I'll go to the post office. The post office was like, yeah, we don't know what happened. Eventually, another neighbor went to the registrar's office, and they're now investigating this. But they didn't seem too concerned there in California that 83 people were living in this small house all registered to vote.
Well, and that's California. Here's where it could get serious in a state like Florida, where the polls are neck and neck for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. In Florida, they busted two women.
Two women on, third-degree felonies for voter fraud because the first woman was out canvassing, or she was supposed to be out canvassing for United People for, medical marijuana, out getting voter registrations. Well, apparently knocking on door-to-door was too difficult for her. So she just made up names. She put some dead people. She registered some dead people. She just made up falsified information, sent it all
and
in.
It just so happened
and the registrar
to be the
caught
Democrats.
Her.
It just so happens to all being against Trump.
Another woman was actually working in the Miami-Dade Elections Department. She was a volunteer opening up mail-in ballots. When she noticed that some people didn't vote all the way down the ballot for the mayor, she started checking boxes for them, for her favorite candidate, and was caught doing that. Yeah.
By the way, that's the deciding county in Florida.
You wonder how many of us are out there.
Yeah. All right, let's stop there. I want to go to our guests. We're going to skip this break so we have more time. Stefan Molyneux, the point is that I say Trump's insane, election fraud doesn't exist, or voter fraud. Well, when you organize voter fraud, that's also election fraud. We have electronic fraud going on. It's all against Trump. Beth Harris, big liberal, big Democrat. She has credibility. Bipartisan, she says they're stealing it from Trump. She broke that last week. They found the code nationwide they're doing to shave votes, but they don't have it in every county. And a few states don't have it. So, again, it's kind of a cobbling of fraud. Early projections and other ways they're going to do it. But then Obama says there's no such thing. I'm insane. Trump's insane. But we're having the UN, the EU, and everybody else go out and sue Donald Trump and everybody to stop exit pollers, which are legal and lawful. Now, the State Department looks at third world elections to make sure they're open and free. Will there be unrest? Are they going to steal it? Is it a landslide for Trump? I want to get his take on all of this. Stefan Molyneux, I mean, can you feel the energy, my friend?
I got to tell you, Alex, I've never been a big sports fan for watching sports, but getting pulled into this election cycle and being so interested in the outcome, it's kind of like watching a football game where the winning team gets to rule Western civilization for the next 1,000 years. So
pretty damn important.
It's quite an intense time.
So it's the most important game ever.
Yes, this is where it all comes down to. This is literally the winner-take-all election, because if Trump gets in, then the Republican mandate, at least the ones that the Republican people want, the Republican supporters want, not the one that the rhinos have been bait-and-switching Republicans with for the past couple of decades, they get their mandate. If the Democrats get in, they're going to legalize, of course, all the illegal immigrants. We already know that the media is largely in the tank for them, and they will be unbeatable statistically for pretty much ever. And
I love how I'm sitting here babbling and you crystallize it perfectly. Walk through this. The U.S., for all its problems, is the inheritor of Western civilization, the New Atlantis, Francis Bacon, the Renaissance, the Rosicrucians, whatever you want to call it, that idea. Here we are, all this wealth, true liberalism, all this freedom, being pissed on by the multinationals, telling us we're not the liberals when we are the original liberals. We're the folks that ended slavery. We're the ones behind it. So we're now learning to live in this mind control zone. As you said, this decides where Western civilization goes for a very long time. It's such clear choices here. Break it down.
Well, okay, so the question is, are the rulers below or encapsulated within the rule of law? This, of course, has been something that Western civilization has been fighting for over 1,000 years. You could say back to the time of Socrates, 2,500 years ago, we've been trying to put this control, this lid over the power of the rulers. And I think we can see with the, five now, I guess down to four after Comey's review of a tiny subset of the 650,000 emails said that they found no smoking gun of intent, which, of course, nobody expected them to find. We've got four other FBI investigations into Clinton associates or their immediate families. And this Clinton stuff has been going on for decades. As you know, you've been covering it for a long time. I've been observing it for a long time. Are the rulers below the rule of law? Can they be encapsulated and controlled by the rule of law? If not, we're back to monarchy, but a very well-armed monarchy, and a monarchy with incredible electronic surveillance and control tools, a monarchy with powers we never could have anticipated in the past. Or are we going to put government back under the rule of law? Are we going to have debates about ideas rather than demographics? It all comes down to tomorrow.
That's right. And again, it's the most racist thing ever when Christians and patriots come, real Christians, and get rid of slavery worldwide. England bans it. And then somehow they turn it around when we're the ones making it not about what color you are, but what you stand for. Now, under the Democrats and with all the minorities, as if they were going to be more altruistic or better than a white person. No, they're just the same. They're being turned to little Klan members. And we're hearing the most racist crap ever. And the colleges are all self-segregating. And we're hearing taught white people are inherently the problem and must be exterminated. It is just, as a classical liberal, it totally flips me out that it's such a quick move to this.
But the left, you know this as well as I do, I'm sure, but it may be new to your audience, Alex. The left doesn't care about minorities. They don't care about women. They care that good people want equality for the races. They care that good people want equality for the gender, for the sexes. And so what they do is they say, well, we care about blacks. Well, how much do they care about Clarence Thomas or Herman Cain or other black Republicans? Well, they generally try to destroy and smear and all that kind of stuff. How much do they care about some of the amazing women who were on the right?
That's right. They bully them and they treat their people like they own them.
Yeah, it's not about, it's It's trying to take our natural care and concern for equality between the races and the genders and turning it against us. It is a lever. It is a mechanism to use our best and most noble qualities against us. It's a way of advancing socialism and collectivism and central planning, using our sympathies for various groups. So they don't care about these groups other than a sort of pinion or ratchet way to get into more and more power.
That's right, and we see it in the WikiLeaks, how they're dividing groups, how they want to, quote, keep us dumb, keep us in the dark, keep us confused, keep us poor. I mean, I knew all this watching them, but I knew they were telling CNN and MSNBC what to do, but it's all there, a total blueprint. How does Hillary survive this, even if she steals it? I mean, is this not a classic Pyrrhic victory?
Well, of course, it would depend on how stern Congress would be in the aftermath of a Hillary presidency. Would they go after her for some of the alleged law-breaking activities that she's been engaged in? Would there be an impeachment? That would be up to the spine and resolution of the Republicans in Congress. And, of course, I'm not exactly sure where that stands. I think that they've been stiffened up a little bit by Trump, who's lent them some significant free market spine. But I don't know if they would have the resolution to go in. It would really depend maybe on the Republican voters to see how staunch they would be. But Alex, at what point did this collusion coming out of the WikiLeaks, coming out of the DNC leaks and the Podesta emails, the collusion between the Clinton campaign and various media outlets, dear Lord above, Alex, at what point is this just a campaign donation? At which point are they just going to be registered as PACs and be honest about it?
Well, that's why they want to take all libertarian or conservative or any other anti-war, whatever they don't control, and make that political speech something taxable, controllable, because they're going to be exempt from all this. Just as they've been with the whole IRS persecution, no 501c3s to conservative groups or libertarian groups or veterans groups or gun groups, tens of thousands of their groups. It truly is, as you say, a monarchy where they hand out the licensure, the letters of mark, just like Obamacare, thousands of waivers to big companies so they don't have to do it, but I have to do it. Well, how do I compete then? Well, I don't. I'm supposed to go away.
And this is the amazing thing. When you think of the amount of cultural and educational and academic force behind the Democrats, that they're still faltering at the moment. You know, the Democrat-controlled government schools controlled children's minds for 12 years, indoctrinating them into big state, big government policies. You have the withholding of information in crucial elections, like blaming Benghazi on a video when they knew it was false. You have the importation of tens of millions of immigrants from the third world.
They're inflicting children with super guilt if they're white, and then teaching minorities who are a majority to hate, because they're now a majority of the schools, to hate the white kids. They are inflicting them with all this environmental crime. They're creating basket cases. Sorry.
No, and so you have education, you have Hollywood, you have academia, you have the mainstream media constantly pounding this Prava-style misinformation and ignoring facts and rejecting rational arguments, rejecting empirical evidence, and still, like watching a superhero coming crawling out of the wreckage, comes the clarity and resolution of the American people of all races and genders, wanting to push back against this tidal wave of misinformation. To me, this is a truly heroic time. It's like watching.
I agree. It's so epic.
Pull his way out of these chains of these tiny people.
No, I totally agree. It's like watching Samson, even though the American people have had their eyes gouged out and their ears gouged out and have been starved to death for 10 years in a dungeon, still knock the pillars down. I think we're reaching that moment. So Stefan, looking into your political crystal ball, you're a smart guy. You saw this coming a long time ago. What does your gut tell you? I mean, if they rigged everything else, they're going to rig the election. They've been caught. It's all in the WikiLeaks. What do we do if there's all this evidence of fraud already coming out? They're oversampling the polls. Still, he's winning in those polls. If he loses in oversampled polls against him, I mean, if he's winning in polls that are oversampled, and then he loses in the general election, we know there's a fraud. They already told us in plain view, oh, your vote doesn't matter in the primary. The Republican Party will decide. We are sovereign. George Will actually said, the sovereign party will decide, not a mere plurality of the public. He let us know his arrogance from the Washington Post. Well, guess what? My website's bigger than yours, according to Comcast, dumbass. You sit there. I am George Will. I wear a bow tie. You don't count. We are the sovereign. What the hell's wrong? He's as stupid looking and ridiculous as Kim Jong-un.
Well, the key, of course, to winning the election is to have Trump win by such a margin that it becomes impossible to rig. So that, of course, is one solution, and really I think it's a solution that would be the very best. If it's close, or if there appears to be some significant manipulation of the vote, if it wasn't Trump, I would say that the Republicans would probably cave. But Trump is a fighter. Trump is somebody who, as he's always said, you hit me, I'm going to hit back harder. He is going to stand for the right process. He is going to stand to make sure that the election is as honest as possible. I don't think he's going to fold if he thinks something really untoward has occurred. And that, of course, may be the only hope. If it's close enough and it appears to be some hinky stuff going on. If it wasn't Trump, I would say there'd be a folding, but I don't think that will be with him.
And someone named Mr. Podesta was in emails to top Democratic operatives. This was in, I think, data dump 12. And they said, there's going to be some wet work in the next few days. They're like, oh, my God, we made the decision. And they go, yes, we're going to launch operations, batten down the hatches. It's going to get rough. I mean, those are terms they use. And then the Supreme Court justice who last time defeated them in 2000, we're not saying Bush is good, but you know what happened. Now it's going to be 4-4 split. They would have had Scalia to put Trump in. So Scalia sleeps with the fishes. And then the Washington Post, the same publication, let us know a month later, oh, he was in a secret society when he died, and there was a pillow on his face. Bye-bye. I mean, they just throw it in our face.
I think the key thing to understand for me about the left, Alex, is that it's impossible to really fathom their motives and their machinations without understanding that they're addicts to power. And if you've ever known somebody, and I hope you haven't, but if you have ever known somebody in your life who's a real addict, whether it's sex or gambling or drugs or alcohol or whatever, they will do anything to get their drug of choice. They will step over bodies. They will destroy their lives. They will lose their savings, their marriage, their relationships with their children.
Look at the Clintons. Look at the Clintons. Look at the Clintons. They are everywhere they go. We learn, the State Department, you name it, White House, they steal everything. They're mentally ill. They are addicts to, they believe everything is theirs. They have this total entitlement mentality.
And they'll be as nice to whoever holds that power. In this case, it happens to be the American electorate. And, of course, the complaint has been made by African-Americans, and I think quite reasonably, that the Democrats will kind of bungee in and love them to death every time they need their votes, and they'll bungee back out and leave the inner cities to continue.
Look at Haiti. Look at Haiti.
Yeah. Yeah, they bungee in and they say all of these wonderful great things are going to happen. And as soon as they get what they want, you know, it's like a drug addict who comes to you because they want to borrow $50. Well, they're real nice to you until you give them the $50 and then they vanish. And then they're only going to come back when they want more. So if we frame the left as addicts for power, then I think it's a lot easier to understand how they operate and what they're doing. But no particular standards. It's just, can I get the next hit of my drug of choice?
Well, let me give people a little insight into Trump psychology, because before I started endorsing him, I did a lot of research, people that know him. If it's a big, powerful corporation or a group, he's obsessed with beating them. And nobody's going to cheat him. But with little people in his organization that work hard, it's almost like he has this, almost like a white guilt or something. He, like, promotes minorities, women, puts them in charge. They work hard. He gets super loyal to them. That's why Jesse Jackson gave him an award for hiring record numbers of black folks and putting him in positions of power. And the truth is, when he says, great energy, I love, you know, black people, it's not a patronizing thing. Trump likes, like, real people. He likes energy. He likes not putting on an act. He likes confidence. And he likes boxers. He likes men. And he just, he can't stand going to these black areas and seeing what horrible squalor it is and the corruption of what the Democrats have done. He literally sold people on LGBT freedom. The Democrats wouldn't even mention it. Hillary wouldn't even do it. Okay. He literally sold everybody on reparations, which you shouldn't do reparations because whites did something, but okay, let's have tax exemption for black folks in these areas. Let's have tax credits to move businesses in for people that actually want to take advantage. Yeah, sure. Let's help groups that have been disadvantaged. With the tax code, you know, instead of these elite billionaires, the black people should be falling down before Donald Trump, what he's done. It's total trailblazing. Instead, we go out in public and have groups running up screaming, you homophobe, you support Donald Trump, you son of a bitch. And I'm like, we've got it on them. What are you talking about? He wants to kill gay people. It's total made up crap.
Well, okay. First of all, Donald Trump has the amazing ability, even though he grew up relatively privileged and, of course, is immensely wealthy. But as far as I've read and what he said and the people I've talked to, he likes hanging out with the construction workers rather than the sort of black tie affair.
No, that's it. He doesn't like the elites.
The cab drivers. And he's got the common touch. He's got a huge amount of power. He's vastly intelligent. The man's a complete genius. I mean, he just wandered into politics and is winning against somebody who's been in politics for decades. That's immensely impressive. That's like a boxer wandering off the street and taking down Mike Tyson. I mean, you've got to give the man some props for his skills, his resolution, his courage, his thick skin, his dedication, his passion, and his seriousness. There's almost nothing seem more powerful in public.
And they say no one has ever campaigned like this. He is the total presidential material. Look at him. Can you imagine him negotiating
events yesterday? I mean, good Lord, that is I don't know how much coffee I'd have to drink to do five giant speeches in a day, but the man's 70, and he's a complete workhorse and a powerhouse, and he has this capacity to connect with the needs of the people.
Well, here's what happens. He thrives on beating people that are trying to suppress him. And he sees America. He sees himself as America. That's why they're so scared. They figured out, oh, my God.
We're on the march.
We'll be back with Stephon Molyneux.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We're less than one day out. This is it. Fox X foils an attack position. I cut across their axes and draw their fire. This is Star Wars nerddom for you. How many guns?
We now take you live.
I'd say about 20
Central
guys.
Texas
I'm on the surface. I'm on the top.
In the heart of the resistance.
You know what they hate, though?
This is Jones Show. Because there is
this is the animating contest of liberty. They teach us to be lackadaisical, not care. They want us to take our normal instincts to be politically and culturally involved and put it onto the prosthesis of sports. That's like having sex with a blow-up doll, folks. It isn't real. Not against sports or anything, but I played sports. But if you're not watching family or in it yourself, it's a joke. That's not what grown men do. In business and life and your family and your house in order, that's where you have all this wargaming and knowing factoids. Not, you know, what size jock strap some guy wears, you know, that's in the NFL you like, you know, men slapping each other on the butts. I mean, it's fine if you want to do that in your own private time, but that's not our religion is what I'm getting at. And we've reached this tipping point now where people are into politics, they're awake, they're involved, And Donald Trump was just that magic little sprinkle in this whole recipe that is just exploding. And there's going to be more. So don't freak out if they steal it. We're going to war game that with some former Navy SEALs and other folks tomorrow, Matt Bracken and others. But it is a hardcore time to be alive. Briefly, we have to fund this whole operation. We don't do that with big corporate sponsors. The radio network has their sponsors, and you hear those, and we have some of that going on. But that funds maybe 20% of what we do. We really fund ourselves with high-quality water filters. And we have the biggest spectrum of the highest quality out there, InfoWarsStore.com. We discount it massively. We're running a 52-hour live election broadcast with a super sale fundraiser to fund the battle for the Republic. 30% off Super Male Vitality, 30% off DNA Force. That is a big deal. 30-40% off all high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine. 30% off Pro Pure King water filters, best out there, lowest price. 25% off Secret 12. 15% off all Molon Labe, Come and Take It, Second Amendment apparel, and thousands of other items. Non-GMO heirloom seeds, you name it. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. Some of this stuff is lost leaders when you sign up for that. InfoWarsStore.com. And make no mistake, you see the delivery of InfoWars. The reality of it. The idiot savant lightning striking the same place every day over and over again. Because it's spiritual, it's real, it's hardcore, it's genetic, it's historical, it's unfathomable. It's that stuff. Like Shakespeare says, there's a lot more in this world than what's in your books. Was it Horatio he's talking to? That's what's going on here. The human's minds, the sixth sense, all connected to each other. The group collective that the enemy is trying to poison and program that you're dumb, you're stupid, you're weak, you're ugly, you have no power. No. You spread the word about the broadcast. You send a link about the broadcast. You support us. You pray for us. You buy the products. That funds it. Biggest sales in our history. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceutical supplement site. Or simply call toll-free. We can answer all your questions. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Read all the different reviews. But even more important than that, if you're a listener and not filtering your water, you're crazy. Take the link at InfoWars.com/show or InfoWars.com/elections, a different link. It has the video and audio feeds, but also has a rundown of who's coming on, election results, and more. And send it out. You know what? We want to be bigger than the BBC and the Wall Street Journal combined. We don't want to just be bigger than them, like we are right now, according to Comcast and others. We want to be bigger than all of them combined, like Drudge is, basically. We want to just absolutely show them, not in some weird exercise of dominance, but because we know they're a fraud, they're a joke, and they've collapsed. Because it's not that we're that big, it's they're that small now. And the fact that there are Stefan Molyneux and so many others, now there's hundreds and hundreds of prominent, smart, really cool, educated people hitting on all cylinders, and it's the reawakening of humanity. So as negative as things are, and as bad as some of it is, Hillary just canceled 2 hours ago. She already had set up her victory fireworks display. And it's on InfoWars.com. She canceled it. Stefan, in the 5 minutes we have left, I want to commend you. I want to invite you back on a regular basis, you know, more than once a month. We appreciate the work you do. And I'm going to give out your website here for a moment. People should mark it down. That is freedomainradio.com. But Stefan, do you disagree with me? If you do, please tell me. But I just seem to feel it, see it intellectually at just a mathematical level. It's almost euphoric, the victory we're having. But then I got to be honest, they got the nuclear weapons. They've seized control. They're still in charge. They still tax me. They still control the enforcers. Even if the enforcers are awake and don't like what's happening. So I shouldn't, as the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, we shouldn't start taking care of each other quite yet.
Well, here's the thing, Alex, and I sort of want to put this out to your audience to remember that the wheels of truth, of reality, of justice, of evidence do turn slowly. And many times in human history, it has felt that there's no possibility of survival, of flourishing, of freedom, of reason, of evidence, of connection, of virtue. There have been many times where it looks like society is falling like Atlantis into a boiling sea of collectivism and moral decay. And that is when people need to step up. If you know this information, you need to become a leader in your community. Don't consult. Don't necessarily just have debates. Be a leader. Get the information into people's heads however you can.
That's it. Get aggressive now. Get aggressive. Get aggressive.
Yeah. Now's the time. What do you have to lose? The alternative to not being an aggressive leader in your own community and making people understand how important it is right now to do the important thing, to take a stand for everything that our forefathers built, all the freedoms, all the equalities, equality under the law, equality of the genders, opportunities for everyone, the pursuit of happiness. Millions of people's, millions of men's bloods were shed for this incredible opportunity, this great, glorious cathedral of freedom we've all inherited. Now is the time to take a stand, to take leadership, to protect it. And it doesn't matter if people don't like you, and it doesn't matter if you think that they're in your face. It doesn't matter at all, because what matters is we keep our freedoms. And it's like taking the drink away from the drunk. He may dislike you in the moment, but down the road, he's going to get on his hands and knees and thank you for saving him from himself. And that is our job right now.
I think that's the most powerful 2 minutes of radio I've heard in 10 years. Stefan, you crystallized it. And that's the great abomination. The tyrants couldn't compete with a moral group of people that wanted equality. So they, in the 60s, became the supposed leaders of the movement to then only invert it and create a giant infighting, race-based, gender-based thing. And it's so outrageous to see them attacking the West that has been the heart and the soul and the fulcrum of Renaissance. It's truly an abomination. But once you see the deception, it all crystallizes.
And we don't have much in common with our leaders. This is the thing. I'm going to say this to everyone, particularly those who are tempted by Hillary Clinton. Blacks, whites, men, women, we are a horizontal slave pen of tax livestock at the moment. Do not identify with the leaders who want to increase their power over you. It is horizontally that we're going to find our freedom. It is in our support of each other. Race, community, sex, gay, straight, doesn't matter. It is in our solidarity with each other that we are going to gain our freedom. Get rid of all of this overstating power, all of this intrusion, all of this control, these regulations, these high taxes, these foreign wars, and we shall find a peace with each other horizontally. We shall find a tribalism and a companionship with each other that means we don't have to look upwards anymore to get connection. We get connection with each other. We build communities with each other. What a glorious place that will be.
Because at the ground level is real connection. All the other connection is artificial. Absolutely beautiful words. It's all artificial. It's all about not giving us connection. Everything they do, saying, put a baby in a crib. Don't touch people. Don't have sports. Don't go through crises. Don't go through trials. Don't go through rituals. Don't go through rites of passage. They admit it's all about killing leadership, killing free association, killing ascension of the species. I don't believe in space aliens in closing, but the attack the globalists are involved in, Stefan Molyneux, is what I would do if I was an alien force trying to kill a species and keeping it from going to the stars.
Well, of course, united we stand and divided we fall. And the goal of those who want to rule over us is to set us against each other with artificial divisions, whether it's the color of the skin or the gender or sexual orientation. None of these things matter. We are all good people who wish freedom and wish equality under the law. Turning against each other is only handing more and more ammunition upstairs to those who would rule over us. And it is a suicidal course. We must reach out to each other in companionship. That solidarity is what destroys oligarchical hierarchies, and nothing else in the long run will do.
That's why they're desperately opening up huge new forms of division so nakedly, the opposite of what Martin Luther King said. I know you're back tonight, I'm told. This is great. 7 p.m. with Rob Dew, with more with Stefan Molyneux. Stefan, powerful radio. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
And, of course, it's powerful. Everything is even more powerful now. The energy level is just maximum because the decisions being made, the species level, at the main command base of liberty and the new Renaissance and everything Christianity really meant to be is being decided right now by a bunch of course there's devil worship when you get to WikiLeaks. That's just an operating system for selfish assholes. I'm sorry to talk like that. I mean, these are really jerks, man. Bunch of weirdos drinking blood and hanging around, a bunch of kids. I mean, that sounds like hell, doesn't it? But see, for them, it's about being nasty little pieces of crap. And we're going to bring them down. Don't worry. You just have to transcend the trance they've put out. I'm going to play a clip, go to break, come back with Dr. Grip for a few segments. He's going to be back again later tonight and tomorrow. Huge news on vaccines. This is a true public service announcement. This is the social engineering. You know about all the secret testing. Why would you trust these people? But let's go to a John Bound report. It's extremely powerful. Election chaos unleashed. Here it is.
And when a woman is running for office, nobody likes it. Nobody likes an ambitious, you know, woman like that. Nobody likes that. But once they're in, then she's like mommy. You know? She's mommy now, and everybody's going to like
mommy.
Her then.
The little girl grabbed my hand. She said, your
murdering
mom must win.
Worldwide.
So I agree, she must win.
Money.
I said, but why do you think she must win? And she told me her name, showed me she's 8 years old. She said, well, two reasons. I said, okay, I have a lot more than two reasons, but what are your two reasons? She said, well, one, it's time for a girl. I said, I agree, it's time for a girl. And then she looked at me and she said something that broke my heart. She said, well, she also has to win because the boys in my school say that if Donald Trump wins, my dad's going to have to go back into the closet and there are monsters there. And I looked at her and I said, there are monsters there and we're not going to let that happen.
Well, Chelsea, mommy is a high-level practitioner of the black magic arts, and daddy is alleged to have raped girls younger than the one Chelsea was speaking to. Mommy and daddy are the monsters in the closet, and their unyielding pursuit of total power is tearing the United States apart. As if Hillary Clinton's email scandal couldn't harm her campaign enough, today the New York Post reported, as Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton routinely asked her maid to print out sensitive government emails and documents, including ones containing classified information from her house in Washington, D.C., emails and FBI memos show. But the housekeeper lacked the security clearance to handle such material. In fact, Marina Santos was called on so frequently to receive emails that she may hold the secrets to Emailgate. If only the FBI and Congress would subpoena her and the equipment she used. Meanwhile, and for the sake of the real danger facing us all, let's not call them illegal aliens, undocumented immigrants, refugees, or even migrants. Foreigners, beholden to the Obama and Hillary illegal Zelenskyite divide-and-conquer scheme, are being thrust towards the voting booths to decide the outcome of an election hijacked from the dwindling grasp of the American people.
More than 37.5 million people in our country have already voted. Now, why are they out there voting? Because I believe they are standing up for a hopeful, inclusive vision of America.
Many of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true.
Okay.
And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself, and there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, etc. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential.
Folks, while we're at it, great.
An eyewitness told me, I interviewed her, I just haven't uploaded the video yet, but I interviewed her, and she said that a guy was carrying a sign, and apparently it had some, it was like purporting to be a pro-Trump sign, but it had some tape on it that would indicate it was anti-Trump. And the guy had a gun on his hip, and apparently there were at least four men, probably more, who made sure that he could not draw the gun out of his holster. So they basically all pressed down on the gun, kept it in the holster, and, you know, then, of course, the law enforcement swarmed him and just dogpiled on the guy and held him until law enforcement could cart him away.
And now the military-industrial intelligence apparatus wants to keep the American voter afraid to approach a voting booth, as the Site Intel Group, a RAND Corporation creation, posts Twitter warnings reading, "Breaking. ISIS special Hayat Media Doc calls for attacks on voters on election day, demands Muslims not participate in democratic process. Vote, America. Vote like your life depends on it." Because it does. John Bound for Infowars.com.
And Dr. Deborah Grimm will be back on today, 4 to 6 p.m. with Anthony Gucciardi, and then back tomorrow with us as well. We got a lot of big guests. I'll be back tonight. was it like 8 to midnight or something? We're live, 52 hours, Infowars.com/election, Infowars.com/show. If your station obviously isn't covering us 24 hours a day, that's fine. You can always find the feed there. Now, I want to take the record viewers we have, and not just listeners. Normally it's about 3 million every couple hours, probably about 6, 7 million right now from what we're getting metrics of. A lot of new folks are tuning in right now. I want to take the opportunity to warn people. The LA Times, you name it, are announcing all these kids are getting paralyzed. They won't say what it is. It's linked to vaccines. Same thing with adults getting sick from flu shots. It's on the inserts, folks. It can make you sick. So, Dr. Grip, coming back, we're going to break this down. Tell us what's happening.
What's happening is very distressing to me, Alex, because I've been getting a lot of calls over the last couple weeks. You know, everybody is so glued to the election process, and I always think, you know, is there something else that could possibly be going on that is a stealth attack that nobody's talking about? And as a matter of fact, you know, I go to soccer practice and football practice, and everybody's talking about this flu shot this year and how they're getting sick and how their kids are getting sick. So I started digging in and doing some research, and the first thing that I found was that Obama signed an executive order on November the 4th, 2016. No one really knows about this. The executive order is advancing the global health security agenda to achieve a world safe and secure from infectious
diseases. So stay there. Under UNESCO, UN, he's got a special vaccine, and you've got your patients, everybody calling you super sick from it. We're going to talk about it when we come back. A warning about the new flu shot. We're here. It's the fall. It's on, plus all these other shots making kids get paralyzed everywhere. Yeah. The shot insert says it can paralyze you, but the doctors tell you we don't know why it's happening to cover their butt.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Dr. Grimm's just with us this segment and the next. He'll be back tomorrow, but he's also coming back tonight, 4 to 6 p.m. with Anthony Gucciardi, to really break all this down and talk about the election as well. But listen to me very carefully. There have been thousands of secret government testing projects carried out by illegal subgroups in the government, basically just like pedophiles in government trying to get you involved in pedophilia. They'll also try to get you in secret testing, thinking you're following orders, then to say, by the way, what you did was illegal. For the rest of your life, you follow my orders. That's how cults work. So that's why they keep doing secret testing and other governments do it. Like, why shoot black people up with syphilis for 45 years? To corrupt people while you carry out your operations. Why would Bayer mail out for a decade hundreds of thousands of hemophiliacs getting HIV and hepatitis from one of their products, Factor VIII? It came out in lawsuits to corrupt governments and people that went along. These corporations are very sophisticated. And Dr. Grimm's here breaking down the fact that thousands of kids all over the country, we have the article, CNN, you name it, are becoming paralyzed, and they keep saying, we don't know why. Well, it's the back-to-school shots. They know that. But now with this flu, it's even bigger. This is killing people. This is causing massive injuries, worse than anything we've ever seen. The flu shots always cause problems. So what are they really up to, Dr. Grimm?
Well,
if you got the bill,
that's what I wanted to talk about today. Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy that Obama would sign this executive order promoting global health security as a core tenet of our national strategy for countering biological threats. What does
while they leave
the
open for syphilis and for bubonic plague and now leprosy to come across the southern border? They let it come through, but he's going to keep us safe.
Right, right. Therefore, it's a policy of the United States to advance the global health security agenda, which I recommend everybody go to WhiteHouse.gov and read this thing. It's pretty long.
It's a UN takeover.
What does that have to do with vaccines? Well, if you look at the people that are involved in this global partnership, and then you start looking at this year's vaccinations, I then went to the CDC and found this. What's new for the 2016-2017 flu season? There will be some new vaccines on the market this season, and this is from now until the end of 2016 to the beginning of 2017.
Some new cancers are available.
Mind you that everybody right now has election stress disorder. Everybody's immune systems are down. Everybody's dealing with emotional situations right now, and gluten and stress and all the holiday foods, right? So they always time it to when they know your immune system is going to be at its weakest point. So, this season, only injectable flu vaccines should be used. Now, remember we had in the past, we had nasal mist vaccines, but this year, they're recommending only injectable. Why is that? There's two different vaccines that
totally
are
bypasses the immune system.
Dangerous this year. A high-dose shot for older people. Now, remember...
Oh, special just for you.
65 and older.
We don't want to give you your retirement. Bye-bye, Logan's Run Carousel.
Oh, this is all the information.
Oh, but it's liberal. And it's even in the WikiLeaks. Get rid of the old people. Oh, but it's liberal.
Right.
Liberal.
Why would they come out with two new vaccines? Both of them are for older people.
They got
one
special new initiative for you, and you're going to do what you're told. Good.
So... there's a flu vaccine with an adjuvant will be available for the first time in the United States. An adjuvant is a vaccine ingredient that helps create a stronger immune response.
Oh, like when the 2-year-old takes it and can't ever talk again in his brain. Oh, an autoimmune, like when a bee stings you and you die, an autoimmune response. Yay!
Well, it only just starts right there, Alex. So listen to this.
I know, though, but I mean, they love us.
I know. The new vaccine, Fluad, is approved for use in people 65 and older, and the other new flu vaccine, Flucelvax, is available for people 4 and older.
Oh, Guillain-Barré, take me away. Oh, the seizures, thank you. Oh, liberal, I'm dying, it's liberal. Oh, here we are.
TMI.com today.